For the Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic, this is Chris Parks being joined by Grant Jelly, the Cass and Adair County Conservation Officer, with another conservation report here on KJN. Good morning to you, Grant.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Well, we're moving along here into deeper now, getting more winter-like conditions, I guess. We finally had a couple of colder days, and weather's been kind of up and down. It does sound like we're still going to have some warm weather here left, and first season deer was probably pretty warm for folks to get out there, and it sounds like that's going to be kind of the case here for the start of the second season.
Yeah, it's typical Iowa weather. We have some freezing temperatures one day and 56-degree temperatures the next, and the wind has been kind of a constant battle for us here, especially for deer hunters. But, yeah, our first season has wrapped up, and we're now opening day of the second shotgun season, which runs from December 11th through December 19th. And this is probably the more popular of the two because it is a little bit longer, obviously, and there are two weekends in this season that people tend to enjoy going out with the family and friends a little bit more on those two weekends. So lots of deer hunting underway and to come yet. Wanted to kind of briefly mention that a lot of people, in particular deer hunters I know, have heard that we did have a fatal deer hunting accident over in, I believe it was Monroe County, around Lake Red Rock, during the first weekend of the first shotgun season. And the details I heard is that it was a large hunting party, and one hunter discharged his gun and struck another hunter across the field. And so, kind of a sad but important reminder to deer hunters, particularly around here. That's a pretty popular hunting method, is putting people out in positions to post and then having walkers push deer towards them. And again, it's more important than ever to make sure that you've got on all that blaze orange that you are legally required to have, which is a solid blaze orange upper garment or vest or jacket or shirt. I always tell hunters, you know, you can never have on too much orange during the shotgun deer seasons. And then to follow your plan, basically, when you're out there hunting in a group, you should probably have a meeting before you decide to push a particular area for deer. And when you do that, make sure that you stick to that plan. Everybody knows where the other person's at. And, you know, I don't care how big that buck is, it doesn't ever pay to take a shot where you don't know where that bullet's going or you don't have a safe backstop. So just a few things there, Chris, to remind hunters that safety is of the utmost importance when we're out there deer hunting.
Yeah, great reminders, and good reminder for, I guess, anybody that may be out there as well, enjoying the outdoors, and you're some of those areas where you know that hunting could be a possibility. You want to make sure you're taking that stuff along with you. And I know that you've ran into, in your case here locally, some folks that just haven't been meeting those requirements as well. It's I guess you have those reminders, and you hear bad stories like the one you just told, but there's still folks that sometimes fail to reach that limit that they need to get to.
Yeah, there is. You know, I've always said that deer season can kind of get a little bit wild for people, and sometimes they just make bad decisions because you know, antlers do crazy things to people. But, you know, some of the bigger issues or more common issues that we see here locally is people using vehicles to chase deer and trespassing, another big one. One of the things that I've been running into during the first shotgun season that I'm sure we'll continue to see during the second is licensing issues. And so I wanted to kind of briefly give people an overview of what they need before they head out and do some deer hunting. So all hunters, unless you're a landowner and you're not required to have it, are required to have an Iowa hunting license as well as the habitat fee. And so the habitat fee is one that we see people overlook sometimes. Habitat fee is required for people between the ages of 16 and 65. And, you know, I guess my best advice is don't rely on the person behind the counter selling you the license to know what you're required to have. I hear that excuse a lot. People will say, well, I went into, you know, this store and I told the clerk I needed my license for deer hunting, and this is what they sold me. And ultimately, it's not that person's fault. It is our responsibility as hunters to make sure that we are in possession of the proper license before we head out there. And so you got our hunting and our habitat license, and then we'll have to have a valid license for that particular deer season. Some of the things I've seen is people using landowner tags on land that they do not own. We're also required as a deer hunter to have your deer tags in your possession or on your person while you're hunting. It's okay to have that hunting and habitat license on your phone, but that's not the case for a deer or turkey tag. Those are tags that are needed, that are to be in your possession when you're out there hunting, because there are tagging requirements that you have to do upon harvesting a deer. So if you are successful in harvesting a deer, you have either 15 minutes or before that deer is moved in any way, shape, or form to get a tag on that deer. And for an antlerless deer, it's on the leg. For an antlered buck, it would be on the antler of the deer. And then, of course, after the tagging is done, you'll have until midnight the day after the harvest to make sure that it is properly reported. So a variety of different ways to do that. There's a variety of different ways to purchase a license. You can either do it in person, you can go to the DNR website, or you can download the Go Iowa Hunting app and have those licenses right there on your phone or purchase them from your phone. Keep in mind that when you're buying a license online or through the app, if it's a deer or turkey tag, it'll oftentimes take 7 to 10 days to get to you in the mail. So, you know, don't buy that license on the app the night before deer season, expect to be legal. You still have to have that tag in your person. So just some of the common things that I'm seeing in license violations. But again, there's a variety of ways that we can properly become licensed before we go deer hunting.
Yeah, good reminder. And of course, you know, we all know how it's been for retailers here in recent times as well. And a lot of folks may be, you know, doing different jobs than they normally are, or they're new staff because everybody's kind of short staffed. So again, that, like you said, not ideal to rely on that person behind the counter to know all that stuff for you. That's your responsibility for sure. Let's also, I'm going to let you know too, we've got an event coming up here. This will, I guess, will be at the tail end of that deer season as well, but the Christmas bird count that we conduct here in Cass County, and the group that I belong to, the Iowa Bluebird Conservationist, also conjoined with the Cass County Conservation Office and Laura Canning, will be conducting our 2021 Christmas bird count. This will be, I guess, maybe a little bit earlier than the dates that we have done here in the past, but it'll be on December 19th, the Sunday, and it'll be from 8 a.m. to approximately 4:30 p.m. Is how the day goes. So we meet in the morning at Cold Spring State Park, and that's when we'll divide into groups to go cover different sections of the count circle. The count circle that we have in place approximately runs from the southern edge of Atlantic. It does include that Schoberg Recreation Area. That was, of course, part of our intention because of the trumpeter swans that visit, having them in the count. And then it runs the circle down as far south as about the northern edge of the city of Griswold. So about that Cochlin Fish Farm area is where circle ends. And then, of course, same diameter going the other direction, east-west as well. And we'll split up, get folks out there. In the morning, we kind of do a little bit more walking routes, go to some of the parks and try to walk around, see what we can see out there. We're trying to count any and every bird that we run into. That's the whole point of the effort that day. And then we'll meet up at around noon at the Pizza Ranch here in Atlantic to have our lunch, and that will be on us. The folks at KJN have been kind enough to allow to pay for lunch, anybody that volunteers. And then later on in the afternoon, we'll go head back out again, and we do some more kind of driving routes. So we kind of go in the car, go around some different areas that are known to be good locations, good habitat to seeing some of those birds, and we'll be doing that count. So I've been doing this, I think it's about 6 or 7 years now. We've been doing the count here within the Cass County area, and just another one of those citizen science projects. It's always important. It's good to see those numbers, just kind of like that stuff that you go out and do with the roadside surveys, Grant.
Yeah, it's a good another good way just to kind of keep tabs on, you know, what population trends are like. And, you know, I've been seeing, when I'm out looking for deer hunters, I've been seeing more geese showing up, swans here and there, and there's a variety of different, you know, raptors and hawks and owls that we're starting to see that come through this time of the year. So, yeah, it's a good survey and exciting to hear what you guys have to report afterwards.
Yeah, it's always a good time. You know, it's one of those things where if you think that maybe it's a little bit too much for you or you don't have the knowledge, don't be afraid to come out with us. We've got plenty of folks that have enough knowledge to help you along the way. And of course, what you know is what you know. We're not going to, you know, hold your feet to the fire on anything. It's just a good time. It turns into kind of like a fun scavenger hunt type thing when you're out there searching and seeing how many species we can get. We kind of have a little competition between the different sections to see, you know, who could come up with the highest count of species on their list. And it turns out to be a good day. So if you can do part of the day, all of the day, we encourage you to come by and join us there. Again, we'll meet up at 8 o'clock there at Cold Springs Park to get the day started. And we encourage everybody that has any questions to you can reach out to me or you can reach out to Laura Canning, and we'll get you all the details and information you might need. So something fun else to do here in the outdoors. Well, Grant, I'm sure you'll be busy checking on folks out there in the fields, and we certainly hope it continues to be a good and successful deer season.
Yeah, definitely. I want to wish everybody the best of luck, and, you know, please remember safety first, and, you know, if you have any questions or want to report any violations, give us a call. My number is 712-250-0303, and call anytime.
All right. Thanks a lot, Grant. Appreciate it. That's
Thank you.
Grant Jelly, the Cassin Adair County Conservation Officer. This is Chris Parks, and thanks to Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic for bringing you another week of the Conservation Report here on KJAN.